It's being called the biggest corporate takeover of the year. The German chemical and pharmaceutical company Bayer announcing it will buy Monsanto in a deal valued at $66 billion. Nathan Bomey is a business reporter for USA Today. He joins us via Skype. Nathan, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. And this has been a months-long process. This is the fourth attempt by Bayer to take over Monsanto. What's in this deal?
Yeah, you know, Monsanto, you could say, maybe resisted for a while, but I think it was just a negotiating tactic to get the price higher. And, you know, this is going to create a global agricultural products firm. We're talking about seeds, pesticides, all kinds of crop protection products that, you know, will really have significant market share. And the big question, I think, is whether governments will allow it to go forward.
Well, and let's talk about these two companies, because I think a lot of people think of Bayer as the aspirin company and Monsanto as the seed, the genetically modified seed, and the herbicide Roundup company. Is that a correct assumption by people? And where do these two companies overlap?
Well, Bayer is a company with a really diverse footprint. Monsanto, obviously, a very polarizing company that was trending on Twitter today because, of course, many people have strong opinions about its role in pesticides and global genetically modified foods. And so this is a significant deal that is going to get a lot of people riled up. And, you know, whether it goes forward or not is very difficult to say, but I think there is some overlap in their product portfolio. So they may be forced to sell off some of these assets to get approval from the government.
Well, yeah, one of the things that is controversial about Monsanto, and we've talked about it on this show before, is that farmers have complained that Monsanto has too much power, that it requires them to buy new seeds every single year. And I just wonder if they're going to get even bigger, won't they just have more power?
Well, I was on the call with the CEOs this morning, and they both said this is going to increase choice to farmers. But I think that consumer advocates and farmer advocates are going to question that because ultimately it's hard to see how combining two companies like this will create more competition. The only question is how much overlap is there? If they have a lot of the same types of products, then that's going to be a red flag. And in fact, they were asked, the CEOs were asked on this call, where do you believe the overlap lies? And they actually did not want to say, which I found pretty surprising. So they're not going to tip off the regulators. They're going to see first what the regulators have to say before they offer any concessions.
Who are the competitors? Where in some boardroom around the world is somebody really upset today that this company is getting so big?
Oh, wow. I mean, I think that the competitors are fairly widespread. But I mean, the question is really how sizable are the competitors? I mean, you look at companies, you know, like Dow Chemical and other companies that have global footprints. But the real question is, and you drill down into very unique, specific products, you know, pesticides for individual types of crops and things. It's hard to say. I'm certainly not an expert when it gets down to that micro level. But I think that that there is some overlap. And so, you know, farmers are struggling right now, too. And that's another aspect here, because crop prices have taken a step back in the last 2 years. You may have seen the impact at the grocery aisle where food prices have actually come down a little bit. So, you know, the farmers are already hurting, and that's why maybe the investors have not applauded this deal today the way you may expect, because the stock price is trading below where the acquisition price is, which is an indication that the market thinks this deal may not go through.
And is the kind of criticism of Monsanto that we've talked about going to play in with regulators as they decide whether to allow this deal to go through, do you think?
Well, ultimately, I think that gets to whether, you know, the regulatory environment has been politicized or not. And obviously, that's a matter of personal opinion. But I can tell you that Bayer, I think, is going to consider changing the name of Monsanto if this acquisition goes forward. Now, they didn't say they would do that up front, but they said they haven't made a decision, which I think may be an indication that they'll do it. And ultimately, since there's been so much controversy regarding the Monsanto name, it certainly would seem to make sense from a business perspective for Bayer to consider changing it going forward. But I don't know that that would really persuade the regulators. That's, of course, an entirely different question.
That's Nathan Bomey, a business reporter for USA Today, talking with us about Bayer's $66 billion deal to take over Monsanto. Nathan, thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me.